Like Rich Dad suggested, my team is composed of experts in their areas who provide the detailed information I need. In this instance, my limited education works in my favor. I figure I didn't know anything about real estate investments, so I hire people who do. I ask a lot of questions, and they take the time to explain things to me. Therefore, my risks are minimized. My team, which evolved, consists of a property consultant, who is also a mortgage broker, who double-checks each deal for me, a real estate agent who knows what I'm looking for and helps me find properties that fit my criteria, a building inspector to check the properties for building standards and to inform me if any repairs are needed, and a building valuer who tells me exactly what each property is worth. By the way, I still can't manage basic addition and subtraction, let alone timetables, but I own quite a good calculator. So I guess you could say that I take calculated risks. More seriously, understanding the difference between good debt and bad debt has contributed to the enormous differences in my life. I've learned from Rich Dad that good debt means buying assets that I never have to pay for, and bad debt means buying doodads that lose value the minute I pay for them. Understanding this concept has brought me to a wonderful place. I have never been so well off. Making the right choice and building from there is the formula I use to get me from where I was to where I am. And I'll tell you, I'd much rather be where I am now. So, where am I going next? I don't have to work, which is a big change from not being able to get a decent job. My money works for me. Still, I intend to keep buying real estate, increasing my passive income, and building up equity. In a year from now, I would like to own another 5 rental properties. 5 years from now, I plan to be investing in commercial property, including apartment houses. I've learned not to listen when people tell me, "You can't do that here." I've had real estate agents refuse to put my offers to sellers because they thought my prices were too low. I also had people tell me, when I voiced my desire to buy the medical practice, that I could not purchase it the way I intended to do it. They were mistaken too. Perhaps the most miraculous, far-reaching effect of what has happened to me is the most internal one. Now I don't worry about money anymore. I feel secure because I know that if, for some reason, I lost everything, I could make it again. Not relying on the government or anyone else gives me a very solid grounding. I feel that my son's future is much safer, at least where money is concerned, and that's wonderful. He and I play Cash Flow for Kids together. At the age of 9, Weston knows about doodads, I keep reminding him, my rental properties, and the fact that I own a medical practice. He's already made money from some modeling jobs, and he has a savings account. We'll see if he decides to invest it. My single regret is that my parents didn't live to see what I'm capable of. But my siblings, who still shake their heads in disbelief, are very proud of me. Some of my friends, with whom I shared the same leaky financial boat, have been motivated to seek the information they need to reach dry land and start over again. I'm so glad for them. Today, my son and I live about 10 miles northwest of Auckland. Sometimes I drive through there. It is now a low socioeconomic area, and I worry about the people living there. I wonder how they are going to provide financial security for themselves. I know that I've come a long way against great odds. It gives me hope to know that they can use the same Rich Dad information I had and join me.